Welcome back to the Life in the City podcast. Today's is a little different. I want to walk you through what it's like to be a part of the grocery ministry, starting at Monday morning when we pick up the food all the way through Tuesday afternoon when we clean up after giving it away. I hope that you enjoy this day in the life experience and that maybe it'll inspire you to get involved. Enjoy. It's a little after 9 o'clock in the morning on Monday, and I am exiting off the highway onto Kasota Avenue to get over to Loaves and Fishes, the warehouse that we get our food from. Loaves and Fishes serves just hundreds of places around the Twin Cities, and a lot of those places, probably most of those places, actually serve meals. But we partnered with Loaves right before the pandemic hit. And so since we weren't allowed to gather in groups and serve food, we decided to collect the food from them, and with their permission, we just passed it out as groceries. And they have been fine with that since. And so that's worked really well for us. But on Monday mornings, we have to go and get the food. So typically Darius and whatever of his kids are not in school or in sports, and sometimes myself, today myself, and a few other people kind of rotate to help out doing the pickup, and then we'll take the food to church and organize it there.
This drive is a unique time for me. You get a chance to just be silent and pray for the people that are going to come and get this food. Now, I'm not going to admit that I'm overly spiritual or that I always have the right mindset, but there is something special about loading your car to the brink of what your shocks can handle and then being able to see the people who need it the most get it. There's something really special about that. And so on my way to pick up the food, I try and think about that.
There's a whole bunch of different groups that pick up food each morning to serve at their own food shelves, or all sorts of different organizations use Loaves and Fishes. So sometimes we go in and there's a little bit of negotiating that we get to do to see if everybody can get what they need. But everybody's really awesome, and it's usually just kind of a good time. Have a good party, make some jokes, and pick up some food. So we are here, so let's go in. Hey, morning. What are we doing today?
Got the Joe is looking in the freezer right now.
Oh, nice.
So if you want to go in there and help Bill?
Sure, yeah.
You probably know how to get stuff better, figure out what stuff you need.
Fair enough. Feels like maybe there's not as much to pick from.
No,
today.
Not out here. Okay. But they say it's full in there, so.
Yeah. Hey, how many pounds a week do we usually get?
It's been changing, but our typical is probably somewhere about 12, 14.
12 or 14 pounds?
100.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, it feels like more than that.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So you need enough for 60 people. There's 7 in there, 7
60
times.
People. There's a bunch of stuff.
So get 10 boxes.
Well, that'd be
a little over. It'd be 70.
Yeah.
But put it over there.
It's good. It's like math class.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Kevin? They seem to look good. I just want to make sure.
Oh, yeah. They look good.
And if I find tomatoes, do you want tomatoes?
Sure.
Okay. There's a couple here, but not really enough to share.
There's a lady.
There's more red.
Oh, I think they're back here.
Oh.
Right through the window there.
Oh, so I thought that was easy.
As you can probably hear, there are always 100 moving pieces inside this warehouse that really isn't that big. Darius was saying that we typically pick up 1,400 to 1,500 pounds a week to give away. And like I said before, we never know what's going to be there. This week, there's not a lot of dry goods, but there's a ton of cold stuff. We also don't get this food for free. We pay by the pound. So we all try to think about how we could maximize our budget in that way. For instance, we've stopped picking up milk at Loaves and Fishes because as milk prices have gone down, we found that our price per pound was the same as people could get at the store. So instead, we try to get things like fresh fruit, vegetables, meals, or meat that they couldn't necessarily get at such a good price.
Seriously, Darius, don't lift more than you should, okay?
Yeah, I'm not going to lift.
Okay.
I'm just going to drag it over by it with this hand.
With the good hand. Okay. Fantastic.
My strong hand.
Darius, do you think we should get as much celery sticks as everything else? Or should we just kind of split it with the carrots?
Probably split it with the carrots.
Okay. Then these two are probably
going to
How much more do we need, though?
I probably want too much else. What else is in it?
There's milk, but we're not getting milk for that.
And there's a bunch of stuff.
Probably just the meat.
I got hot dogs and the summer sausage.
Okay, did you put them on?
Yep, I'll get the summer
sausage. Do you want a couple more tomatoes?
I'll put them on the. Let's just use the extra red card then.
Okay.
Do you want a couple
more red card? Where are you carrying that?
I don't know.
Okay, set it down. I'll get the card. Kathy, do you not have to work today or what?
No, not until, I start Wednesday. I start back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's a break between summer school and usual school?
Yeah.
Darius, you're in good trouble. Bullets gonna get you.
You're lifting again.
That was a bunch of a box.
Okay, well then let me do these.
Here, you wanna move those to here so they don't fall over?
Yep.
If it's not already obvious, I am incredibly protective of Darius. If you heard his stories in our previous podcasts, you probably understand why. He has chronic pain, a chronic nerve disorder. He has several implants in his body, including in his eyeballs. And most recently, he kind of dislocated his shoulder. And the day that we recorded this, we didn't know if it was broken or not. So if it sounds like I'm yelling at him a lot to put things down, it's because I am. He tries to not let his injuries or illnesses get in the way, and I so admire and respect that. At the same time, I want to keep him safe and healthy so he can continue to do what he does best. And he knows that, too. It just sometimes he forgets.
All right, first of two pallets. Yeah. Whoa. So the first pallet is 514 pounds. It's a good thing we have decent shocks on our cars.
Yeah. And then I'm most likely have to do a pickup order tomorrow too.
Okay.
See what?
I got one.
Okay. Once we've selected the food we want, one of the employees will take it and weigh it on a giant scale. Today we have two pallets, so they're using forklifts to maneuver the pallets around and eventually down the ramp to our cars. That's when the rest of us will take it off the pallets and load it up.
I can move over to you though, because I'm way over here.
Oh yeah, okay.
All right, I'll move over. You could put that right between our cars even. I think we'll probably be okay with the three cars, and if we have to use the back seat, maybe.
Okay,
but
sounds good.
Say we wait until we have to.
Here, Dry, come help me with the tomatoes.
And strawberries. Go get those tomatoes right here.
For this pickup, we have three vehicles to fill, and we have lots of hands to help, so we don't have to do nearly as much Tetris with the food as we sometimes do.
Do you want me to go first, or do you want to?
No, you got cold stuff, so you can go first.
That is true. Good point. Well, the cars are all loaded.
How
have one of them run inside because remember I had to turn the motor off because it was glitching again.
Oh, right, to open the garage door?
Yep.
Okay, thanks. Well, I was about to say that loading up the cars is always a little bit of a controlled chaos situation, trying to make sure everything is stable, not going to knock over. Today is a slightly unique day in that I can see out my back window. That's fun. I don't always get to do that on the way to church, but we've got some really good vegetables and we had some good strawberries, but there wasn't any other fruit today. There were some potatoes that are, you know, they'll be good enough. They might need some extra peeling and cutting out some bad spots, but definitely edible still. So now the three caravans will head over to church and we will back up to the garage door. If you didn't know, behind where the band stands on Sunday morning, behind there is a storage closet, basically. It's a big closet, but we have two industrial refrigerators back there and a small, like, family-sized freezer, and then a bunch of industrial shelving. And so we will put all of that, all of the stuff that we got today, we will put all that in there. And then tonight, a community group or two will come to church and set it all out and get it organized. So now we'll head over to church and unload. I'm very thankful that it is not 90 degrees like it was last week. This is definitely physical work. And it's not always easy. Is near the east side of the U of M campus, and so heading back from there towards church, you get to drive through almost all of campus, especially the housing part of town, and you get to see a lot of the city. You kind of get a sense of how people are doing, even. You get to see, this week we're seeing new students, kids that are here early to get started either on sports or residence life stuff, or maybe they're freshmen. They always look like deer in the headlights a little bit. There's always a ton of furniture out in the yards of people that are moving out and maybe just hoping that the city picks it up, which, you know what, they usually do. And if they don't, there's plenty of scrappers that will come around and collect the metal and the wood, especially. Make good use out of it. But it's a cool chance to pray for the city as we drive through, even when we see, you know, there's a mix of poverty and wealth, students and families and older people, retirees, a few, not as many on that part of town, but all of them need Jesus. And the grocery ministry is a great reminder to us that, you know, we love serving people food, and we love knowing that they don't have to worry about feeding their kids or feeding themselves for at least a couple of days. But it's not the most important thing. They need Jesus. People need Jesus more than anybody, more than anything. You know, when Jesus was at the well outside Samaria and met the woman there, when she had had her encounter with Jesus and realized that he was the Messiah that they had been hoping for, she ran back into town, and his disciples came back from picking up some food. And they had been in town, and they came back out to the well to get him some food, and they said, "Hey, Master, we've got lunch." And he said, "I have food that you know nothing about. My food is to do the will of him who sent me." And the poor disciples, they just look at each other and go, "What? Who brought him lunch?" And I don't blame him, because that's what they were thinking about. All they were thinking about was how hungry they were and how Jesus had sent them in to buy food.
So they went and bought food, and they brought food back, and suddenly Jesus is talking about something other than food. And they don't know what to do with that. But our prayer is that handing out this food would open up doors to talk about the real source of life and sustenance in Jesus. I mean, Jesus said, "I am the bread of life." We're not going to survive without him.
From arriving at Loaves and Fishes, to collecting the food, loading it up into our cars, and unloading it at church, it's only been about an hour.
This is really heavy.
I know.
Okay. Go, team.
Way to go. Here, can you throw these in the fridge?
Thank you.
Get that right time.
Yeah.
Here,
you
can get
back
to
here too.
Good job.
Hey, we're done. Take it.
Are you serious?
Oh, my naked things over here.
It can sit right there.
Come on, yellow bands.
You want one?
Dryer, are you gonna close
try
it?
Okay. Did you like it?
I'm not
a fan of the protein one. It's kind of grainy.
Yeah, it's chalky.
It's in the office.
But
I don't like those ones. I like the red ones.
Oh, then am I? Did we get everything out of your car?
Yeah.
Oh no, you got
It's now Monday evening, about 6:30 p.m., and I am on my way into the church to get organized for tomorrow morning. Darius will be here, and probably his family. Oh, and they're already here. We're getting tables set up. We're getting organized. Hey. Glad to see your arms in a sling, though.
I know. The doctor called and said, "Oh, well, I put a referral in for orthopedic surgeon. Sick." I'm not saying you actually have to have surgery, but you have to go talk to them.
Let's find out how bad it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we can help. Every Monday, a different community group has volunteered to help organize. But this week is a little weird because we organize it based on the Tuesdays. But this month has 5 Tuesdays and only 4 Mondays, so things got a little messed up. So a few of us have come to help out for tonight so that Darius doesn't have to overwork himself, and we are more than happy to do it. Hey, you made it.
I'm running my rhino.
Oh. Hey, come here. Can I give you something to carry? Let's see.
Darius.
To Darius. Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm gonna go find her.
Okay. All ages can help. What would you say? We've been here 30 minutes and we're all set up? I think it's something like that. Just about. Many hands make light work. We've got no normal bread, but we have tortilla shells. And all of the preserved things, the dry goods, and all the vegetables that don't need to be organized. And then there's always the fun things, like organizing potatoes. Found any really gross ones yet?
There was one.
Yeah.
We have good call. Strawberries, broccoli, carrots in the refrigerator,
and tomatoes.
And tomatoes.
Yeah. So there's a lot. It'll definitely fill these two. Yeah. If we
you
give
need
away
that much ammonium, you should go to a hospital.
I hope that our potatoes don't lead you to need that much ammonium.
Who has
Imodium
just on hand?
I know.
Like a lot of old people do.
Like, to me?
I suppose not. Like, older people are
While most of what we pick up is food, there is sometimes random items at Loaves and Fishes, like household items, cleaning supplies, basic medicine, and here we're laughing at the fact that we have a giant bin of Imodium. I will say I have full confidence in the vegetables that we gave away, but it was pretty funny. Before we head out, we always take a moment to pray over the food and the people that will be receiving it tomorrow.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you just for all the opportunities you give us to serve the community around us and people who are struggling with insecurities. Lord, we ask that you bless the warehouse tomorrow, that they have more food, Lord. But we ask that you just bless the opportunities here, Lord, that we just continue to create relationships, Lord, that leads to opportunities to share your gospel. We thank you for us being able to see that in small ways with Lazaria and Victoria and Mark. And so we ask that you just continue to open up doors in people's hearts. And also open up doors for the big Hispanic population that we have, Lord. It was an exciting thing to almost have a Hispanic church rent for us in the evening that we can point them to. Ask that you just continue to provide and open up ways for things like that in the future. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. We've just been to Loaves and Fishes again. It's Tuesday morning now. They get some orders on Monday afternoons, and so Tuesday mornings, if we're available, we also run over and just see if there's any more we can get to supplement what we picked up yesterday. Yesterday's order was a little light, so we picked up several more things, basically two more carloads full, which is awesome. His kids were there. Kathy was there, I was there, and we were able to make it work. But so then we'll go to church, we'll unload it, we will serve it, and we will clean it up. And all in all, that will take until about 2 o'clock. So, here goes nothing.
Yeah, somebody put mixed the cereal and snacks up in the wrong spot. That's right.
At 10 o'clock, the Antioch volunteers will rally at church and do any last-minute setup that's required. At 11, we open the doors. We let in a handful of families at a time, and there is always a line. Because we don't require proof of need or a pre-sign-up, there are always new families, and there are typically 50 to 60 families a week that we get to serve. After the families get to go through the rows of food, choosing what they would like, they get to see Darius. And for 2 hours, he will greet every single family. He checks them in, weighs their food for our records, and he knows every person.
Good morning, Nancy. All right, you're good. Tell Sarah and the kids to say hello.
Sure, thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
What's the last name?
My name
is
M.A.
Jessica, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Adios. Tiene un buen día.
Hello.
Hello.
Linda has COVID.
Okay. So you're picking up for Linda as well?
I picked up double, so
okay.
If anybody said...
Yeah. All right,
you got me?
Nope, leave it like that. Yep, I got you, Mark. You were great.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Thanks. Appreciate it. ¿Cuántos minutos tiene la pasión? Adolfo's?
Nine.
Yes. Thank you. What's your last name?
Isalema.
Isa. Right. Thank you. Tiene un venido. David, go ahead and let the next people in. How many more do we have out there? How many more out there? Oh, okay.
I'll go bring this up to the car.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
You want
back.
Some of these?
Yeah, sure. Bring it home to the other room. Thank you.
Yep. ¿Cuántos niños en tu la casa?
Dos.
¿Adultos?
Dos.
Dos. Okay.
Gracias.
Vamos. All right, boys, you can let some more in. Four more.
Okay, why do you bust your butt like this?
You know, it's, I always have that image of Jesus feeding the 5,000, and when he looked upon them, and it said like he had that compassion upon them, and that word they use is like this gut-wrenching pain and compassion, because they were sheep without a shepherd. And so that has been my call, a part of my call to ministry, but also I see that in, you know, the people that we serve. And I'm thinking of like two that comes to mind specifically. Like one was a young mother that we were serving her, and just over him, she lost some family members during COVID, and because of COVID and some other stuff and health issues, and she tried to take her life, and she had a 1-year-old at home. And so just, I would have loved to have opportunities to go with her. I've been meaning to grab coffee with her and have her connect with you. And we just been so busy with the daily function of grocery ministry and having opportunities for that. Right. And so that was always on my heart to like, I want to have time to minister the gospel to her and connect with her. And then a couple months ago, we lost another person that attended grocery ministry. He was came outside of his house and was robbed, and they shot him at blank point, and he passed away. And it's just, me and him always talked about getting together. We joked around with each other, like he joked with my kids. And so it's just like having more opportunities here to connect with people and build that bridge and relationship and share the gospel with people here would be wonderful. And also, hopefully that translates into us building relationships outside of here.
Right.
And so, and because that's been heavy on my heart. I don't know if he knew who Jesus was or he ever gave his faith to Christ. And so it's just, so to have these losses and just to see people come throughout the door, like, I would like to be sure that that they know Jesus. And so.
Yeah, absolutely. Right now, I feel like we have this, the right number of volunteers each week to kind of get by.
Yeah.
Just enough. And they're awesome and they're super helpful. Yay, Adam and Kevin and Nancy today. if we could grow the grocery ministry, what would you love to see it become beyond just giving food?
Yeah. And I think it's always been a part of like the mission for grocery ministry since the beginning to not just give out physical food. We want to give out spiritual food as well. We want to give out the gospel and hope and share the hope that we have in Jesus. And so I think that's the one area that we have room to grow in. We have had great moments with individuals throughout almost 2 years now, going on 3 years that we've been doing this.
Yeah.
And so and we have seen some fruit from that. We have probably a handful of people attending services now on Sunday. But we have a huge Hispanic population with, over the last 3 months, we have increased about 100 people. And so so we have enough people, like they pass out the food. But what I would love to see grocery ministry is like we grow in sharing the gospel, grow in ways where we can have, we created a sign that says prayer station in English and in Spanish. Mm-hmm. We have a sign, but we have no one to man that area. So I like to grow people to like man that, where we have someone praying for people in English and in Spanish. And so, and that'd probably be one of my goals, is to go back to school and brush up on Spanish and learn Spanish, because I want to be able to have, I can answer like basic, very basic things, and but I want to have be able to have a conversation with people and share the gospel with people. And so I think that's the one area that we need to grow. And they always tell people, like, if you don't want to behind the logistics, if you just want to come and pray with people and share the gospel, like, we would love to have you.
Or vice versa.
Like, yeah, manifestation,
and
we
can do that. And we can talk to people more. Yeah.
This has been the Life in the City podcast from Antioch Community Church. If you are interested in getting involved with the grocery ministry, you can check it out at antiochcommunity.org. A very special thanks to Darius Hubbard and all of the volunteers who make this ministry what it is. Thank you too to Zakar for allowing us to use his music for this and all the other podcasts. Until next time, God bless.